Job 41:15-17. Job 41:15-17. You'll have to read all of that, and there's discussion as to what that Leviathan really is. They don't really know. So all kinds of things have been assigned to it. Different translations will call it different things, but we just call it a Leviathan. Amen? Listen to what he said. The Leviathan. His scales are his pride, shut up together as with a closed seal. No one is so near another that no air can come between them. One translation said they are glued together. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered or split apart. That's the Leviathan. Listen, CFC, individually and collectively, hear the voice of my prophet, whom I, the Lord your God, call. He got on to me. She did not call herself. As a matter of fact, she got into very hot water with me because for years she failed to heed my call. I repented. You stay on ship and continue like the good symbols of the Leviathan. In verse 22, in his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy. Turn there, and we're going to read from 22, he said, to the end of the verse, chapter. Maybe I'm going too quick. We'll get there. Listen, there's strength in that Leviathan. He knows what he can do. He knows that there's nobody or nothing that can bring him down. And that's what you have to know. Forget your offenses. Repent of them to me and to whomever you need to repent. Do it quickly. Do it today. Do it from your heart and not from your head. I tell you, a tsunami of blessings and of trouble is on the way. It's coming. You have to be aboard this ship in order to receive. The Leviathan is afraid of no one or anything. Now let's read the rest of Job 41, starting at verse 22. In his neck remaineth strength. I'm reading King James. And sorrow is turned into joy before him. The flakes of his flesh are joined together. Joined together. They are firm in themselves. They cannot be moved. His heart is as firm as stone, yea, as hard as a piece of nether millstone. That's the lower millstone that supports the weight. When he raises up himself, the mighty are afraid. By reason of breaking, they purify themselves. That's us. The sword of him that layeth at him cannot hold. The spear, the dart, or the habergon, whatever that is. He esteemeth iron as straw and brass as rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. The sling stones are turned with him into stubble. Darts are counted as stubble. He laugheth at the shaking of a spear. Sharp stones are under him, and he spreadeth sharp pointed things upon the mire. He makes the deep to boil like a pot, and he maketh the sea like the point of ornament. He maketh a path to shine after him. One would think the deep to be hoary, or whitish, grayish looking, like somebody with white hair, hoary head. Upon earth, there is not his like who is made without fear. He beholdeth all high things. He is king over all the children of pride. And the Lord is saying, that's what he's made us in, by, and through Christ Jesus. We have to fear nothing when we have the word. When we take that word in our heart, we have to fear no one when we take the word in our heart and we live and do the word of God. He is calling, has already called you to a higher level. And he expects us to live there and to walk there. The Leviathan is afraid of no one or anything. You are herewith called to take the word you've been taught and to answer and the answers to the prayers you've already prayed, and to reign in life. Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigneth by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now the prophet, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now the prophet Jehaziel in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 14 through 17, prophesied to all of Judah, and they heard him and they obeyed his voice. And because they obeyed his voice, they reaped the benefits. What were the benefits? A tsunami of blessings. They did it together and not apart from each other. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we're going to read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I know I had it marked, but we'll find it. Because God is speaking today. Say, God is speaking to me. I hear you, Lord. That God is speaking to you. Hear his voice today. They reaped a what? Tsunami of blessings. Trouble was all around. Say that. Trouble was all around. But they heard the voice of the prophet. They heard the word of God. They obeyed the voice of the prophet. They obeyed the word of God. Their receiving came in obedience to what they heard. Verse 1, chapter 20, 2 Chronicles, King James. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. They came with them to battle. Your bills are coming to do battle against you. Sickness is coming to do battle against you. Friends are coming to do battle against you. Family is coming to do battle against you. Job situations are coming to do battle against you. Just life itself is coming to do battle against you. But God says, I have you covered. So thank you, Lord. You have me covered. No weapon formed against me, no matter what it is, shall prosper when I follow your directions and your word. Hallelujah.